degrees. Scattered afternoon and evening storms. More to go around today and tomorrow, though, and on Sunday as well, with locally some tropical downpours in spots. Good luck. Saturday and Sunday's high around 91, lows at night in the low 70s, and not much change on Monday. You can stay on top of where the storms are now and where they're going to be with our free weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet now. It has instant notification for severe weather alerts wherever you are because it knows where you are. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Two Selma men are behind bars charged with shooting into a Selma woman's house. Dallas County District Attorney Michael Jackson says 29-year-old Ronald Johnson and 25-year-old Mustafa McDonald are each charged with shooting into an occupied dwelling. Montgomery police have arrested a parent in connection to a shooting in the parking lot of Blount Elementary School Thursday morning. This happened during drop-off when many parents and students were in the parking lot. Thankfully, no one was injured. And we are just a few weeks away from the Labor Day Classic between Alabama State and Tuskegee, and both schools have announced a new competition supporting the Salvation Army. The Communiversity Block Party Competition is happening September 3rd. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Some families are in anguish after the largest single state immigration crackdown ever by ICE agents.
Please let him breathe.
33-year-old Zachary Castaneda murdered four people in a vicious crime spree. Less than 24 hours later, Pittsburgh, the scene of another random fatal stabbing.
More than 100 scientists warn that soil is being lost between 10 and 100 times faster than it is forming, and that climate change, including flooding and drought, is speeding up the loss.
Heartbreaking story in Ohio. A father learning his daughter conceived through IVF is not related to him.
Oakland Raiders wideout Antonio Brown suffered extreme frostbite on his foot while undergoing cryotherapy in France.
The Chicago White Sox, who played the New York Yankees at the site of the classic baseball movie Field of Dreams. The MLB announcing plans to build a temporary 8,000-seat ballpark overlooking the famous film location in Dyersville, Iowa.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News 793.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF edition. By the way, if you want to get in on this Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket drawing, you need to call us in the next, say, 30 minutes. Don't jam us up at the end with a whole bunch of calls to get in. We want to try to do this drawing in about 35 minutes, let's say, certainly by 2:40, because we always like to get that gift basket to somebody for the weekend, because it is such a wonderful thing to have. And if you win, maybe I can meet you down there on Saturday, because I will be there Saturday picking up some goodies to for this weekend. That's the Silver King corn. Oh, okay. Speaking of which, I got to text my brother and see if he wants to have Friday cocktails today. TGIF and all that kind of stuff. Where are we here?
I believe we got done with the Rudy section, so we're on number 9 here.
Lindsey Graham.
Lindsey Graham. Lindsey, and again, Sean steps on Lindsey, but Lindsey does a good job. And again, another canary. He's seen stuff, and he's going to kind of allude to it here. And he's going to say, this is just the tip of the iceberg.
South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham. Senator, I think we are beginning now, the painting, the picture is beginning to fill in with the corroboration. Not that we needed it. We haven't been wrong here. We've been way ahead of the curve, thanks to great reporting of the people we have on this show tonight and many, many others that I mentioned. But these are questions now that your committee will be dealing with to get to the bottom of it. Take this news and tell us how you interpret it.
Well, this is the tip of the iceberg. I know personally there's a lot more out there.
I know personally.
And the word that keeps coming up is bias. The people investigating Clinton wanted her to win and Trump to lose. The people who started the investigation against President Trump wanted him to lose and her to win. The chief source of the FISA warrant was Mr. Steele, who hated Trump's guts. So there's a common theme here that the investigation of Trump was very biased. And the fact that McCabe is sued is very interesting to me. It gives me a chance as the chairman of the committee to look into whether or not the FBI acted inappropriately toward Mr. McCabe, or was it his fault that he got fired? I will look into that.
I will look into that, but you heard him say... That was a stop and go, wasn't it? Was it? Yeah, go back and see. Can we see that clip? Was there a pause in there that was natural?
Yeah, I think so. Let me open that up. Sorry. One of the callers was trying to... Yeah, this is the break we hit right there.
Yeah, okay. My bad.
You want to go back to it?
Yeah, no. Well, the main thing is that you heard him say, tip of the iceberg, and that is... And again, he's another canary. He said, I've seen the evidence. This is just the tip of the iceberg. So you're getting it from Rudy. You're getting it from Lindsey. These are people who know. You're getting it from other folks also that get it from Mark Meadows and people. Jim Jordan alluded to it. So let's continue on.
And I wanted to say real quick, notice also the difference in people like Rudy Giuliani and Lindsey Graham and Jim Jordan. These elected officials aren't making necessarily yet the same kind of claims, over-the-top claims, somebody like Adam Schiff and Nadler are making, which makes me think there's more there. The only guy who's really been kind of over-the-top with this from the beginning, because I think he was actually shocked, has been Nunes. But all these folks who are kind of later to this game, being real cagey about it, and I think it's because it's that big.
Well, and you remember what Nunes said, and we had him from Maria Bartiromo. He basically said that Fusion GPS wrote the dossier. Now, he said Steele's not as much of the author as Fusion GPS. And you're going to hear Dan Bongino talking about an article written in 2007, which I have looked at. It basically lays out in 2007 the concept of the dossier. But it's using someone else as a replacement. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Sam. Sam, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Dan, thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I feel guilty interrupting the commentary. This is the good times in talk radio. The information's coming out, and I look forward to hearing what's going to be in the news each day.
Oh, good.
And, I had something else to say, and it just went away. It's hot. That's all I can say. Good Lord.
Old age is hell,
isn't it? Dan, I apologize. No, man. I've been listening to your show while I dig up the backyard. I'm having the rural house experience. I was in town. I was gone for a couple of days, and I got back and had a water pipe making a little fountain. It popped in the backyard. I didn't think that was supposed to happen in the summertime. But anyway, at least the radio's
been good. Did it happen because of the ground shift?
Okay, here you go. You know, in the South, we love antiques.
Yeah.
I have some antique, probably going back to the Civil War, galvanized pipes.
Oh, wow.
And slowly, oh, no, man. I got some old pipes, and it was a junction between it and PVC. And just, you know.
That will happen.
The homeowner experience.
Yeah, go ahead.
Listen, can I get in on the Sweet Creek, please?
You can. Give me a month and day of birth.
3/5.
You got it, Sam. 3/5. Joey's got you.
Man, I love great radio. Y'all got it.
Thanks. Thanks for the kind words. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Ken. Ken, welcome aboard the Damo Show.
Hey, Dano.
How are you?
I'm well, thanks. You announced that we all need to call and get our names in for the Sweet Creek drawing.
All Saints' birthday, right?
Exactly, yeah. 20 days before, oh, God, who was it? Papa B or somebody gave Joy 11/21. So I'm 20 days before that.
That was east of the Rockies.
That was east of the Rockies.
Oh, east, so, yeah.
All Saints' Day, really?
All Saints' Day, yeah, 11/1, though.
Yeah. And I think it was probably just a year or two after that that the church made it All Saints' Day. my year of birth. If my parents are correct, they wouldn't lie to me about that.
You ushered in a new age, yes.
Yeah, I used to tell my kids that I thought my parents had lied to me that it couldn't have possibly been that year that I was born. Surely it was later than that. Now I tell them because of the way my joints are treating me, they probably did lie to me. It was probably a few years prior to that.
Well, we were talking, you know, they're talking about making Halloween the last Saturday of the month. I know, that's what I said. And so at church, we were talking about it, and so we said that's going to completely mess up All Saints Day.
It's an Eve. It's an Eve celebration, for goodness sake.
Yeah, really.
Right.
That'd be like making New Year's Eve the last Thursday of the month.
Your last Saturday of the month, so you can you can sleep in the next day.
Yeah. I still think it was Papa B, maybe, that said that basically all our lives we've been subjected to all this from the powers that be, for want of a better term, for the ends in federal government. And I think it's because of that that we got to realize it's going to be worse than pulling wisdom teeth to get it changed. The old adage, you know, I'd sure rather have a billionaire that decides to be a politician and becomes a politician than a politician that becomes a billionaire. And they may not be billionaires, but you just think about it, Dan, of all the senior senators and congresspersons in your lifetime that have gone out of office as multimillionaires.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Some of them right here in Alabama.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Some of them real good. Some of them only real good at amassing a fortune for themselves. But hopefully, we've got some people now, beginning with with POTUS, that are interested in getting it changed. So hopefully within our lifetime, we are going to see a change. It's been overdue for half of my lifetime, and that's been a lot longer than yours and Joey's.
I don't know about me on that one.
Yeah. Well, I would appreciate Joey, I hope you got the check. I mailed it earlier this week now, so I'm looking forward to the drawing.
That's inside stuff. We don't say that outside. I'm on retainer, okay?
I thought he'd close the mic. You guys have a good week.
You have a great week. We're going to be doing that drawing in about 25 minutes here.
Great. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you. Let's go to back to Hannity and with Lindsey Graham.
Mr. Senator, is it fair for me to say the following, that all of this cast of characters, the majority of them were involved in a rigged investigation where the evidence into violating the Espionage Act was overwhelming and incontrovertible, and that being the underlying crime, the subpoenaed emails that were deleted right. and acid washed and beaten up with hammers, etc., that would be a slam dunk obstruction case. Is it fair to say that the Russian lies that Hillary Clinton bought and paid for, that even Steele didn't stand by, was in fact used as the basis of a FISA application on four separate occasions, one full year, denying the civil liberties of one Carter Page and also backdooring spying into the Trump campaign, Trump transition, and later Trump presidency? And is it fair to say that it is looking more likely every day that top officials in our intelligence community abuse their power and to circumvent American law outsource things that would be illegal for them to do, spying on Americans and using spies like Joseph right. Misfood and right. Stefan Halper and allies of ours, again, to on a separate track to again spy on the Trump transition, Trump presidency? Is that a fair conclusion at this point where we're going?
Yeah, I think it's a pretty good overview. Well, the question for me is the reason Hillary Clinton wasn't prosecuted
this is
because they wanted her to be president. If they knew that if they brought a case against Hillary Clinton for compromising classified information, she would lose the election, and they didn't want her to lose. I think the insurance policy is what we're seeing here. Getting into the Trump campaign, the FISA warrant against Carter Page was a fraud, I believe, and the counterintelligence investigation is something we need to look at really closely.
Okay, so let me kind of back that up, because Sean did exactly what I don't like him to do on MSNBC or CNN, the way he poses the question the question becomes the answer. And do you agree? But he basically said the reason they didn't prosecute Clinton, because if they would have indicted her, then she would have lost the election for sure. And if you think about the way Comey staged all that, because we all were listening to that, and he's laying out all the reasons she should be indicted, but then said, there's not a prosecutor alive that would take this case. Well, we're about to find out whether that would be true or not. One, John Durham. But that's it would have blown the whole thing. So that's why it didn't happen. So... See, and it all makes sense, and this has been going on forever. News 793.1, the Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Okay, boys and girls, you want to get your shots in? Well, you better call. We're going to do that drawing in about 15 minutes. 272-9228. The best giveaway in all of the metro area. Sweet Queen Farm Market. Yep. $60 gift basket. What's in the $60 gift basket? Goodies you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Okay, let's go back to John Solomon talking about what we've learned. He's going to bring up the Ukraine and also State Department. This is, and again, Devin Nunes brought up, he said, the State Department is just as much involved in this as anybody else. And that was a direct link to Hillary Clinton, by the way.
Let's go back and look at the questions we were asking in the beginning. What now were we right on, John Solomon? What now do we know maybe that we didn't know before?
Well, I think one interesting revelation, most everything on the we've done a good job of getting that out there long before these came out, and it's a shameful that the DOJ kept them for 2.5 years and dropped them in the dead of August when most people are at the beach. I don't think that's an accident, because this is embarrassing to the FBI and the DOJ in a big way. There are a couple important revelations. We know that Nelly Orr specifically created a dossier on Paul Manafort. Here's a question we need to find out from Manafort's lawyers. Were they ever given that in discovery? Did they know that Nelly Orr had created dirt to be used against Paul Manafort, take him out as the campaign chairman, then give him to the FBI? That's a very important revelation. There is talk in there of multiple contacts between Kavalak and Steele. Much earlier and much more extensive suggested in these notes. I think we need to look at that and find out if there are other records at the State Department beyond the ones we recently found through the lawsuit in September. Here's the most important revelation. It is clear now that the State Department was a major conspirator in building this story. Going back to when the State Department invited Ukrainian prosecutors here in January of 16 and met with them along with the National Security Council and the Justice Department, asked them to go find dirt on Paul Manafort, all the way through facilitating these contacts with Christopher Steele, John Weiner, Victoria Nuland, Kathleen Kavalak, three people that probably need to be deposed by Congress now so we can find out exactly what they were doing. But you have a State Department acting like an extra legal Justice Department arm, and that is very troubling. Right. Their job is diplomacy.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Kevin. Kevin, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Thank you. Sorry, I'm having a little sore throat thing going on.
Sorry to hear that.
I was just wanting to let y'all know how much I like listening to your show. And I've been listening to it for a couple of years now.
I'm glad, Kevin. Thank you.
And I'm just still trying to figure out what the chemical imbalance is about these people shooting at each other in a parking lot at a junior high school.
Actually, it was an elementary school.
Oh, elementary school. Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah,
and chemical imbalance is probably pretty good. Probably a pretty good description.
Yeah, and if he was a preacher, like the thing said, wouldn't that keep him from being a preacher anymore? Wouldn't it? Well, I guess if he ain't Baptist, something's wrong.
But, well, you know. Well, if he's also a former felon, then he's got some other problems going on here. But we'll see in the fullness of time.
All righty. Yeah. Well, can I get in this week?
Absolutely. Kevin, give me your month and day of birth.
3/22.
You got it, buddy. Jeff, welcome over to the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan, how are you today?
Good.
Enjoyed listening to you.
Thank
Trying
you.
Trying to sneak in on the Sweet Creek, but I wanted to, this has been going around Facebook, but, you know, maybe we can talk across the aisle on some of the gun requirements to have a gun. If the other side will talk a little bit about a little more ID requirements on voting and illegal immigration, maybe we could get a discussion up about that.
I like that. The problem is that they would say to you, well, lives are not being lost because of people voting, but that's just the Democrats' viewpoint of things. Would you like to get in on Sweet Creek?
I'd love to. It's give me 11/5.
11/5. You got it, buddy. You're in. Brenda, let me fit you
Thanks,
in here.
Dan.
Thank you. Brenda, welcome aboard.
Hi, Dan.
How are you, Brenda?
I am good. How are you?
I'm really good.
Hi, I'd like to get in on Sweet Creek. I've been there a couple of times, but I come from out on the Lake Jordan, so it takes me a while to get
what
there.
What was your favorite thing at Sweet Creek?
Probably their bell peppers.
Ooh, their bell peppers are good.
Oh, yeah. They're really good.
Brenda, give me your month and day of birth.
1/30.
What? Is it 1/30 already? What? So where do you have to drive from?
Lake Jordan.
Oh, man. I remember you. You live on the lake, don't you?
I do.
And
yes,
you
I do.
You taunted us one day.
Yeah, I live right here. I'm on the lake. I get to see all the boaters, all that goes on around here.
Well, Brenda, let me roll with here. Let me pick up a couple other people before we do this drawing, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, Brenda.
Yeah.
You too. Dave, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, welcome. I love your program. Listen to you guys all the time. Just had a thought or maybe a conversation I'd like to start regarding gun control.
Okay.
Have you considered the possibility or what the legal ramifications might be if it was based on a licensing was based on a merit instead of giving it to everybody and weeding out a few, but having some basic requirements in order to get a license so that, you know, such as home ownership or employment or stability in certain other areas to qualify to get a gun permit. And because I agree, something kind of has to be done along the way and not sure what that is. And it doesn't seem to be anything possible on the other end, but maybe make
are you for an extended background check?
I am certainly for that, again depending on how far you want to extend that.
Well, basically what it'd be extending it is that anybody who you exchange a weapon with, you would, the person who received the weapon would get a background check, including
well,
your own
but
children.
If it was right. Well, I don't like that idea, but if Americans were given the choice of if they've shown already, and that would have to be determined, what that level of stability is, then maybe that would prevent people that are so unstable from even qualifying to get a permit, which is a little bit different from the idea of just the extended background check.
Well, a permit can be turned down by the sheriff's department, but when you're talking about stability, I'm not sure if home ownership means that you're stable.
Well, it certainly doesn't, but it's, you know, it's such
Real
a
quick.
Difficult, convoluted dilemma. You know, it's difficult, but the idea just came to me last night, and I thought I'd share it with somebody.
Dave, give me your month and day of birth.
19.
You got it.
Hey, thank you very much.
Thank you. Let's pop these off before we go to a break so we can get all this stuff in. Okay, so that was 10. Let's go to Paladin. Paladin, welcome aboard. Guys, y'all are doing it to me. Paladin, real quick, if you want, do you want in on the drawing?
Yeah.
Okay, give me your month and day of birth. I told you guys not to do this. I told you not to do this.
You did.
Okay. Let's go to, you get it? Did you get Paladin?
Say it again, Paladin. I'm sorry.
3-7.
You got it. Let's go to Dwayne. Dwayne, welcome aboard. Do you want to get in on the drawing? Is that why you're calling?
Well, that's one reason. Yes, sir.
Give me your month and day of birth. Y'all are doing it to me again here.
11-23.
11-23. You got that, Joey?
Yes, sir. Quick comment on this gun control thing.
Please.
I am opposed to gun control. I don't believe it is constitutional to pass laws or licenses or charge fees or restrict in any way a legal American citizen's right to own and possess a firearm. That is in direct violation of the Second Amendment of our Constitution. And what's happened over the years is a gradual degradation of our right and trying to pacify the left with passing more laws, fees, background checks, and private invasions of private information on our rights. And I'm opposed to any and all gun control and to abolish all gun laws. And let Americans be responsible and enforce our laws accordingly.
Dwayne, do we have your month and day of birth?
Yes, sir, 11-23.
Thanks, Dwayne. Appreciate it. Let me go to Penny. Penny, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. This is Penny. Hey, I think the answer to solve the gun issue is not trying to take our gun rights away. It's trying to take care of our mental health issues in the healthcare industry. I'm a nurse and a previous accountant, and we don't do anything for mental health in our country because we don't have the funds, and it's not the guns that kill, it's the people behind them.
Penny, I'm all with you on that. I'm a big believer that we have major mental health issues in this country.
Oh, absolutely. And if you look at all the mass murder, that's mental health issue. And, you know, if we could try to fix or straighten up some of our healthcare issues, problems, you know, so people could have access to healthcare. But I wanted to touch on one other thing. You know, I think all the people don't want Trump in there because he's such a good businessman, and the lawyers are afraid we won't re-elect them in there because we need some business people in the White House.
Good comments, Penny.
Our country's crashing. We don't have enough. We're insolvent. We're going insolvent. We can't pay our bills. It's only going to get worse.
Penny, I appreciate you calling today.
All right. Talk to you later, Dan.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Let's go to Rusty. Rusty, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, gentlemen, how y'all doing?
He called us gentlemen. Obviously, Rusty's had hit his head today.
Mm-hmm. We're a long time ago.
I've had my medication this morning. Oh, and I'm glad you're doing better after your surgery there.
Yeah, I've got my checkup on Monday.
Well, good. Hope it's a good one. But I'll tell you what I just saw. And, you know, I don't make a secret out of it. I care. But you never know it unless I told you. And it never comes up in conversation. That's the way I like to keep. But I was just in at Mecca, or as other folks call it, Walmart. And I'm sitting out front. I ran into this young lady that I know we were chatting. And up comes this fella, probably about 6 foot tall. He got his cowboy boots on, got his britchy legs stuffed down in his cowboy boots. And he's got a big old cowboy hat. And between them boots and that hat, around his waist, he's got this belt with a big old 45 hanging off of it, John Wayne style. Got his bullets all stuck around his belt in the back and all around him and everything. And I looked at him, and he was a young guy. And probably, you know, showing off a little bit because he's got his rig on and everything. But I think that's the last thing I would do is walk into any Walmart open carrying that you know, noticeable. I mean, that's just asking for somebody to call somebody to come get you.
Yeah, and let me tell you something. There's some people that don't use a lot of common sense.
Yeah, and I don't know of any actual cowboy towns right around here in this area that you'd be walking around like that. But I think they want people to know they got one.
Yeah, well, it's just showing off. They just want attention.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, they said it before, you know, Cain killed Abel with a rock. When you get right down to it and they take away the rocks, what you got left?
There you go.
Your hand. And it's not a gun, it's not a knife, it's not a stick with a nail through it. It's our hands. It's us. We're the thing that kill people. And what are they going to do? Take us away from us?
Rusty, thanks for the telephone call, buddy.
All right, man.
You have a good one. Going to a break. Come back. Going to do the drawing for this weekly farm market gift basket.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump today saying it's time for common sense gun control laws, expressing support for expanded background checks and so-called red flag laws.
I think we can have some really meaningful background checks. We don't want people that are mentally ill, people that are sick. We don't want them having guns.
Critics say the new push for gun control after a series of deadly mass shootings could infringe on constitutional rights of Americans. Former Vice President and Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden campaigning in Iowa, telling supporters at the Boone County Fairgrounds he believes President Trump gives safe harbor to hate.
We are today in the battle for the soul of this nation, and that's the primary reason why I'm running for President of the United States.
Recent polls show Biden leading his Democratic rivals in Iowa, but Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren has been gaining support. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Not only is it hot, the risk of some hefty thunderstorms will continue well into the evening hours before fading out in the overnight hours. Low temperature down to about 76, some with gusty winds, perhaps, and some intense lightning. So watch out. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. For tomorrow, we'll have a generous supply of showers and thunderstorms roaming around in the afternoon and evening hours. Mid-90s again, with triple-digit heat indices through the weekend and more scattered storms on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Dan Morris Show.
say, Daniel, Joey, what do you think? Should we pull the drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market?
I think we should.
We've run the random number generator.
We have indeed.
And now we have a winner. Time to announce that winner.
Let's do it.
And the winner is... Jeff.
Okay, Jeff, this is your big chance, buddy. Call me at 272-9228 so I can hook you up with your Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. So maybe rule Jeff out because they did that flurry of calls at the very end. Man, totally messes things up here. So, Jeff, give me a call, 272-9228, and let's get this thing taken care of. Let's see, you got Dan Boncino plugged in?
Yes, we do. We've got one more right there, too.
Oh, you're so right, Carl. Sarah Carter on the 302s, and still was scared of what Comey was going to say under testimony.
Is it fair to say, rigged investigation, is it fair to say Russian lies used as a basis, known lies, unverifiable lies, the foundation to spy, also outsourcing of intelligence methods that would be illegal to circumvent American laws, and that all of this now is going to come into play?
All of this is going to come into play, Sean, and so much more. Senator Graham's absolutely right. This is just the tip of the iceberg. I know that John Durham and others inside the Department of Justice are looking at various aspects of this, some of which are going to stun the audience stun. When they hear about it, because they are just not going to even imagine it coming to them that way. What we know is this, and let's go back to your first question that you asked John, Sean. You said when this all started years ago, let's not forget that then Chairman Devin Nunes, when he was head of the House Intelligence Committee, began looking into irregularities with unmaskings of Americans. Remember, that is so important here, because when we're looking at the intelligence community and the government, and particularly what was happening under the Obama administration, the unmaskings were extraordinary. No one had ever seen anything like this. That means they were actually unmasking communications between Americans overseas. They were taking those, removing all barriers. They extended the ability for people within the intelligence community to then spread these, what they call tech cuts, these conversations throughout. That's how the information leaked on Michael Flynn and then Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak. I think something that's going to be extraordinary here is to find out how many unmaskings, why they occurred, who were they looking at, and how those were leaked. And when you think of Fusion GPS and the State Department, they are going to be the epicenter of all of this, because you have to think how it started and why it was spreading. And you can look at the transcripts, the 302s, they're out there now. Judicial Watch has them for everyone to see. Look at the May Judicial Watch 302 and how terrified Steele was of what Comey was going to say to Congress.
Ah, but he didn't. Unless some happened behind closed doors we don't know about. Let's go to the winner of the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket, Jeff. Jeff, congratulations, my friend.
Thank you so much, Dan and Joey. I'm looking forward to going down there and getting a Cuban and a garbage cookie while I'm there.
A hubcap cookie.
Yeah. They got wonderful food in there. I'm excited about a gift basket.
Well, I'm glad that you're the winner. I only ask one thing of you, and that is, after you go, call us back and tell us what you got and how you enjoyed it.
I will absolutely do that, Dan. And thank you for all that y'all do on the radio. I'm a big listener.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you being a listener and being with our sponsors. Jeff, congratulations. I'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thank you much.
Let's go to Red Top. Hey, Red Top.
Let's tell Jeff, make sure he gets them red bell peppers. Golly Moses.
I know. I'm going to get some tomorrow.
Man, me too. Let me say something at the outset.
Please.
Joey is a gem for all you guys. If I'd have had somebody I could have trusted in production and all that whenever I was in the studio besides myself, I'd have gone, man, I've died and gone to heaven. He comes in, he takes control, he does whatever you guys throw at him. He's a damn good person to have around, and I've been listening to him from day one, and I just thought I needed to say something about it.
Well, I'm sure Joey appreciates this kind of work.
I feel all warm and fuzzy, Red Taw.
Well, I mean, I was listening Monday, and you put up with all those damn nuts, and you're attuned to us, and you're tolerant, so we ain't going to get that nowhere else, my sir, so thank you very much.
Well, I mean, you can keep trying me. You might test the level of my tolerance.
Well, you got to hear what he says when he's not on the phone.
No. We don't want to hear what's being said in the control room. I've been in the recording room before. I didn't want to hear what they were saying about me in the control room. But I just wanted to say that. And
thank you.
He did such good money, and every time. So the man's a gem. And they've also given you a great opportunity too, Joey. So yeah. What a great system y'all got going there. And it sounds like some good, juicy stuff coming. I can't wait, man. And I have a feeling we're going to have fun next year with all this intelligence and these
crooks. I think we're going to have fun this year.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that now.
Red Top, I thought about you yesterday.
Tell me about it.
I was watering my foundation yesterday.
Oh, good. Oh, good. You need to. And you're part of town. You better keep it wet.
It is unbelievable. It is amazing how much it's moved in just a short period of time.
Yeah. I mean, your doors will not open and close within the span of a day over in that neighborhood.
Actually, what happened is they started opening where they were sticking, particularly my bedroom door, started opening, and I didn't pay that much attention that I need to go do something right then. And then I look out, and I've got this gap in my floor from my sunroom moving. So I've been watering my foundation for the last 24 hours.
Good. A lot of folks just get a soaker hose and put a timer on it. And that'll save you from having to do it. But I'm glad you did that, Dan, because it'll do damage that's irreparable.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it. I've had that done.
Well, good deal, guys. It's terrible outside. Y'all try to stay cool if you can. Roll Tide, go Trump. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, my friend. You have
all
a great weekend
y'all.
Also. News Hour 93.1, final segment of the Dan Mart Show, coming up after this.
Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Marguerites, how do we do it? We make it. We really make it. Started in Uncle Harry's lap, County Diamonds on 5th Avenue. Back home from Rockefeller Plaza to Montgomery, Alabama, after making jewelry for the likes of Zales, the Army Air Force Exchange Services, and thousands of jewelers across the nation, Marguerite's now, for almost 25 years, is exclusively designing diamonds and gemstone jewelry for you. Only the finest at the very best prices. Marguerite's is in Peppertree on Vaughan Road, open every day.
Get online. That's what everybody told me was the secret to more business. I paid a company to make a beautiful website, but I don't get any activity, and I can't afford an advertising agency. That's when I decided to call Dan Black Studios. Dan's team of experts analyzed my website and made substantial improvements. I even have branded pages and social media. The leads are pouring in. Call Dan Black Studios at 279-6036 and schedule a free consultation.
Trustworthy, accurate, carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Thank you.
back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Yes, talking sharks. Off my cool horse. 272-9228, that's where we are. Let's head up with Dan Bongino, who's on Fox and Friends this morning. Dan, with his book Spygate, has been flat owned this whole thing. He and Greg Jarrett have really nailed it. Let's listen to Dan Bongino.
Bombshell new records reveal that despite an apparent anti-Trump bias, not apparent, there was one, the FBI continued to use the Steele dossier for FISA applications to spy on the Trump campaign.
This is we learned that top DOJ official Bruce Orr kept in contact with Christopher Steele even after the special counsel Robert Mueller's appointment.
So why is that a big deal? Here to react and put it in context, Fox News contributor, former Secret Service agent and author of Spygate, Dan Bongino here. Dan, you called this whole thing 2 years ahead of when it unwound. You told me on a cab ride in Washington, and it came out. Yeah, absolutely.
Going to that, event.
Let's pretend as though people haven't been watching it as closely as we have. Why does this matter so much? The 302 proving that Bruce Orr was in contact with the fired British agent Christopher Steele.
You have to understand this as an information laundering operation from the start. There was an effort to target the Trump team with information that was factually inaccurate, that he was colluding with the Russians. So, if I was going to target Brian Kilmeade for a bank robbery he didn't do and had to fabricate a story, you have to ask yourself in the audience, how would I give that story credibility and teeth? I would do it by having multiple people talk about the bank robbery you committed, even though you didn't do it. This is what happened here. You had Christopher Steele as a front. It's called the Steele dossier. It's not called the Cavalec dossier. It's not called the Simpson dossier. Why was Steele used as a front for false information by the FBI? Why was his name slapped on it? The answer is very simple. Because Steele had been a credible source for the FBI in the past, working on the FIFA case, the soccer corruption case. In other words, in front of a judge, they could present Steele as a legitimate front for false information, which made the Kilmeade bank robbery story sound legit, even though it was made up.
Trusted ally of the FBI.
Trusted ally of the FBI. Now, what's the real damning bombshells in this, I didn't get through the whole thing, but I've been through most of it and a lot of the good stuff, is that Steele may not have even written the dossier. He may have been a part of it. But now we know Nellie Orr, in fact, put together a dossier, who's Bruce Orr from the Department of Justice's wife, who's working for Fusion GPS, contracted by the Clinton campaign. We know that Nellie Orr, in fact, wrote a dossier on Manafort, which again begs the obvious question. If Steele's name is on the dossier because he was credible because he'd worked with the FBI in the past, did he even write it? And if he didn't, is the lie that much worse that you slapped his name on political information to make it seem legitimate? So, devastating.
Now that's right into the Nunes concept. Nunes said 2 months ago that Fusion GPS wrote the dossier.
Hmm.
And that Steele was just kind of the carrier of it for credibility, because you had to have somebody that you had to deem as a source. Now, so that completely makes sense. So if you think about this, Nellie Orr, a Russian research person, talks to Steele, they come up with this thing. Glenn Simpson has, in 2007, an article that basically fits the narrative of what the dossier says in that article that when he was with the Wall Street Journal. So you have Glenn Simpson, a political hack, Nellie Orr, a researcher, and compiling these documents together. I think that's what we're going to find out. That puts Orr in some deep kimchi. Let's continue on.
So he gets fired in the fall, and he keeps on talking to Bruce Orr.
Yes.
Whose wife has that opposition research company.
Yes.
Okay, fine. So they're communicating through the WhatsApp, so a confidential app when you want people to see
yes.
your communication. So that's now revealed. Christopher Steele, I want to add something to this, was very determined to speak to the FBI about a month ago.
Yeah.
And then one of the terms was because he thought he was about to be thrown under the bus.
Yep.
Does that make your wheels turn?
Yes, and it again adds to the theory here. I call this is the focus of my second book on this. This is what I call the movie script theory. Christopher Steele's
Perfect.
Name is used on this, and this is what I think he means by being thrown under the bus on this dossier on information he did not create. Christopher Steele had already acknowledged in sworn depositions he hadn't been to Russia during this time period.
Because he would have been arrested. He had to use sources in Russia.
Right, and what I mean by the movie script theory is if you go back to 2007, not 2017, 2007, there is a Wall Street Journal article written by who? You're never going to believe this. Glenn Simpson. I encourage you to read that article today and then compare it to the dossier. It is the dossier. It's the same information. In other words, Brian, from 12 years ago, they took a movie script Simpson had, slapped Christopher Steele's name on it, changed a few of the names to Donald Trump. I'm telling you, you read it today, the cast of characters, Demetrio Firtash, Paul Manafort, they are all in that 2007 Glenn Simpson article. It's devastating.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
I know. Okay. I think we can fit this in.
So, Dan, the election happens, and from one of these 302s, the one from January 27, 2017, the communication continues. And I want let me read this this excerpt from the 302. It says, Orr received a WhatsApp notification from Christopher Steele indicating that he and Steele would like to keep the line of communication open for future contact. What's the rationale for ongoing future contact? The president's been elected. They're still talking.
Well, here's the great part about this. I mean, great for damaging for the left. Christopher Steele is already on record with the FBI as being deemed, and this is their quote, not mine, not suitable for use. They fire him in November. But the question is, that's on the record, in November. He's not suitable for use anymore. Was he really fired? The answer is obviously not. Now, to answer your question, why then put on paper that he's not suitable for use? Because it creates a good public face. Hey, we're not using this guy anymore. But then behind the scenes, back channel information.
Yeah.
The answer is obvious when you think about it. It's the only source of information.
Yeah.
Brian didn't rob a bank. Trump didn't collude with Russia. The only source of the rumor is Steele.
There was something in here, too, that said the individual with links to the dossier, I assume that's Steele, was desperate that Donald Trump not get elected and was passionate about him not being the U.S. president. And that's what Bruce Orr told
them. But why is that devastating? The reason that's devastating is the FBI footnote on the FISA, on paper, you can read it yourself, says we possess no derogatory information about the source. Gee, you think the fact that he doesn't want the president of the United States has a political agenda is derogatory?
I think so. Already found to be leaking to the press.
Maybe kind of sort of a big deal?
I tell you, Dan Bongino is really good. This next book, it should be interesting. By the way, I read through the shooter's
manifesto.
The part about Trump, first he says in the manifesto that Trump had nothing to do. Oh, these are all beliefs he had before Trump.
Right.
But one of the things he talks about is robotics and robots taking over jobs and that people are losing jobs. He talks about Green New Deal and environmental issues where we're going to lose the planet because of environmental issues. Does that mean AOC and Yang are responsible for this?
No, I think the real, if you want to find the source of all this kind of racial language, is a guy, last name Camus, not the famous French writer, a new French guy named Camus, and he's wrote what's essentially called The Great Replacement. It's what inspired the Christchurch shooter in New Zealand. It's what inspired this guy. And they both have these weird environmentalist beliefs, welfare state beliefs, beliefs on automation and displacement. It is it doesn't fit the political mainstream. Shocker that, you know, a guy that would shoot a Walmart.
But when you read this thing, you don't...
Right.
They make it sound like Trump wrote the thing for himself.
Of course not.